This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League. The Albuquerque Journal last weekend did a story on the murder rate in Albuquerque, and it isn't pretty. The Duke City is on track to having more murders in 2017 than in the worst year in recent history, 1996. That year, 70 people died by murder, and if the numbers continue at the current rate, 75 will be killed this year. The low was 2014 with 30. Last year, there were 61 murders, which was the lowest in 20 years. The Albuquerque Police Department told the Journal that 63 murders had been committed through November 2nd. If one looks at it as a murder rate per capita, even the 75 is better than 1996, when there were many fewer people in Albuquerque. Then the rate worked out to 16.64 murders per 100,000 population. The rate so far this year is 11.3 per 100,000. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
As we know from the FBI crime reports, violent crime has been on the increase since 2014, as has property crime. The Albuquerque Journal talked with Sergeant Elizabeth Thompson, who was in the homicide squad, and said drugs and alcohol have played a big part in the murders. She said, quote, "I believe these people wouldn't have committed these crimes at all, except for their use of meth," end quote. Thompson also told the paper that the biggest change she has seen is that people are turning to violence to settle disputes more than ever. Guns, she said, have been used during fights over drugs, stolen vehicles, the breakup of relationships, and even poorly worded apologies. Even when guns aren't used, violence seems to be just below the surface altogether too often. Thompson said that in the past, firearms were used in about a third of the murders. Now it's half. 2017 is the third consecutive year that murders have increased since the low in 2014. That, however, isn't true of other southwestern cities. El Paso, which is larger than Albuquerque, has reported only 10 homicides this year, Tucson 22, and Denver 48. Even nationally, there's been an increase in the last few years, but not necessarily as much as Albuquerque. Big cities like Baltimore, Chicago, and Las Vegas lead the pack in the number of homicides. Why? The number of police officers is down. There are fewer homicide detectives to handle the load, and their clearance rate is down to under 60%, where it usually is in the 80s. Thompson told the Journal of the Causes, quote, "It may be a different drug. It may be involving a different type of gang activity. But I think the picture is very similar. There is a lot of social disorder going on, frankly, a lot less community policing going on, and that's what was happening then," end quote. Whatever the genesis of the high rates of murder and other crimes is, someone needs to address it. Yes, Governor Martinez wants crime to be the major issue when the legislature convenes in January, but it's going to take more than lawmakers arguing over new laws that cannot be enforced. The laws are in place, but now something else has to be done. Crime is crippling our state and needs to be addressed realistically with real solutions found. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.